God wants you in the marketplace doing business.
God wants us to have entrepreneurial mindset.
Entrepreneurs run towards crisis. They don't run away from crisis. Entrepreneurs see challenges as opportunities. Faith for the marketplace is knowledge. Faith for the marketplace is action.
You will burn a lot of energy to get off the ground. Don't expect life to be easy. You be hard on life.
All right, so tonight, I will not be speaking as a financial expert or an economic expert. I'll be speaking prophetically. You will hear financial terms, economic terms, but don't let it deceive you. Open your heart to receive me as a prophet. Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. So even when you hear the economic terms, the financial terms, know that I'm speaking prophetically tonight. Hallelujah. And my job tonight is very simple. I want to share what I've titled Faith for the Marketplace. Amen. Faith for the Marketplace. And I want to lay ideological foundations for the rest of the meetings. We have four more sessions to go after tonight's sessions. Every Tuesday in the month of February, we'll be having the Market Square. Praise God. And we're hosting very, very special guests. I gave you their names on Sunday. Powerful people. We'll be having Mr. Femi Bangoye. Okay, we'll be having Fumi Adefeko. Praise God. They are very, very top people in the marketplace of life, experience, exposure, education. They have the three. Hallelujah. My experts have told us that for a leader, for a global leader to be really effective, he must have behind him experience, exposure, and education. Praise God. And everybody that will be standing here speaking to us in the course of the Market Square is qualified across those three lines. Praise God. Now, there's what we call accumulation of knowledge for results to be produced. Most times, people are not patient, disciplined, and consistent enough to accumulate knowledge in the area. Remember, our context of discussion is business, career, and finance. Amen. The Market Square. People are not disciplined enough, consistent enough, determined enough to accumulate knowledge for results to be produced. Listen, the Bible says, if the cloud be full of rain, they do what? Empty themselves upon the earth. Is a truism in life, is a reality in life. And interestingly, even people in the business world will tell you the same thing. People in education will tell you the same thing. Performance coaches will tell you the same thing. There is accumulation of knowledge. How many of you have heard the 10,000 hour principle? It's the same thing with the right skill set, or sharpening the skill set required to produce results at a certain level. You've heard me say this last year when we were teaching on money matters, and I will encourage you to go get the materials and listen to them again and again. And beyond that, for this year, make a decision to accumulate sufficient knowledge in the area of your finance and business. Glory to God. Your engagement in the marketplace and in the area of financial abundance. Praise God forevermore. Now, there are things we emphasize again and again because of our environment. And I'm very aware of that. Okay? There are things we may not need to emphasize if we are doing this teaching in a particular environment. Listen, this is Jos. It's a smaller town. Praise God. Amen. You grew up probably with certain kinds of mindset in a particular kind of angwa or estate. Praise God forevermore. Seeing certain kinds of pictures. And not just Jos. Generally speaking, in Africa, are we together? There's a picture we had growing up. And most times, people are not patient enough to accumulate knowledge until that knowledge reaches a critical mass, so to say, to begin to produce certain kinds of results. So you see people not engaging patiently, not engaging consistently, not engaging intently with determination to break forth. Are you with me? And if you know anything about anything, how things work on the earth, you agree with me that it is said that 80% of what you need to produce any result is psychological. That means you have to break mindset. You have to realign mindset. Are you with me? I told you last year, and I've said it consistently over the years, that you should have studied, not just read, books and materials around prosperity and finance equal to the number of your age in years. How many of you remember that? Now, why did I make that statement? It's still because of this accumulation of knowledge. I'm surprised that some of the people who heard this on Sunday are not here. What reason is reason enough for the people not to be here? It's not because they are broken forth financially. It's what people call village people. Amen? But it's not really village people. It's lack of decision. People, it's amazing how people think things will happen by and by. Until they declare uncle will be 50 next month. And the guy sits down and says, Kai, God is faithful, but I could have been more. Why do we have many people in Africa and all over the world in that situation? They don't value knowledge. Amen. So somebody prefers quick prayer to be prayed on him for financial breakthrough than sitting down for 5 hours to interface with wisdom concerning business and finances. Somebody assumes, well, he already knows how to run business. But you see, his output has been the same for the last 6 years. He doesn't know that until something happens to him, nothing will happen to the business. Are you with me? Because of the background, we are superstitious. We are prone to superstition. Generally, Africans. Let me not say we. Okay? So, we prefer things that look weird, superstitious, than sitting down to acquire knowledge. Praise God. So don't forget that there's a critical mass. There's accumulation of knowledge required for the clouds to be full, to empty themselves upon the earth in the name of the results that you require. Glory to God. So this is stimulation. And because we're giving this in concentrated form, we trust God that it will shift you instantly in the name of Jesus. Now, we know the place of impartation. Don't forget that. I told you at the beginning of my teaching, of when I was declared, when I came up, that look, this is not just a place for wisdom being dispensed. Expect impartation. So, I know the place of impartations. But can I tell you something? You see, sustaining the results that impartations bring would determine sitting down to understand how the things work. Are you with me? Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. So are you ready? ready? All right. So I'll be laying ideological backgrounds and also challenging you to enter, to get into the wealth that is already available by teaching, by sharing very basic things tonight. You heard me. Wealth that is already available. Listen, we live in the universe of abundance. We live in the universe of abundance. Any scarcity you see or feel around is man-made. It's not God-made. Question. Has money ever left earth to heaven? Glory to God. That should tell you something. And scripturally, it's a reality. That look, God created the earth and filled you with plenty, inexhaustible wealth. He created a universe. Recently, they discovered that there is a planet that is completely diamonds. Can you imagine? Diamonds that people are killing themselves over on earth is loaded with diamonds. In our solar system, I believe. I'm not sure now. Praise God. Are you with me? So, we live in the planet of abundance. You know, I don't know how many of you have ever been there where you're thinking, or if you've ever heard people say this, if everybody is rich, who will be the poor man? Amen. Have you ever heard people say that? Forget that the Bible says the poor you always have among you, because people always make the wrong decisions. Amen. Just like you always have sinners among you. Amen. But see, it doesn't mean it's God's plan. He says the poor and the rich live together, right? He says, but the Lord is the maker of both of them. He didn't say the Lord. He said, the Lord is the what? What was that scripture again? The Lord is the maker of them all. He didn't say the Lord is the maker of them so. Praise God. So, decisions will stratify people. But you see, don't make that get you to develop a mindset of, well, there's just a little we have in this world. It's not a little. It's not a little. There's wealth in the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, there's wealth. And I'm just challenging you and everybody listening and watching with this basic stuff for you to step into the wealth already available in the earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is not a communist idea. Okay? A communist socialist idea. This is not a communist ideology, communist socialist ideology. Where you say, well, there are people who are too rich. Bring all the wealth of the rich people. Let's gather the whole wealth in the world. Divide it equally. How many people do we have in the world? That's very childish. 7 billion people. How much money do we have in the world? Listen, let's divide the whole thing so that everybody can have it. You need to listen to me tonight to pay attention. Let's divide the whole wealth in the world so everybody can have the same thing, equality, right? I give you 1 month. 1 month is too long. The wealth will polarize. Polarize, praise God. The wealth will be polarized. Because there are laws that govern the flow and the distribution of wealth. There are laws that govern engagement in the marketplace. Are you with me? Listen, something should get you content. Listen to me. If nothing is done, you see, learn to tell yourself the truth. Like, look, if nothing is done, the way I'm going, in the next 10 years, nothing much will be different. Are you with me? I know you are fasting and praying. Are you aware of people who got major breakthroughs and the money slipped out of their hands? Have you ever seen them? Oh, I know people like that. I used to know people like that. I used to have an uncle who was a contractor who had a lot of money. At a point, he couldn't pay his children's school fees. He would come to our house and sleep amazing. Amen. Travel from another state, come to where we were then. I think I was in secondary school. I could see the anger. I was trying to vet the anger on us. Amen. I think my dad had to warn him one day. Look. These are my children. Calm down. Amen. Praise God. Are you here? Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this to challenge you. Don't be lackadaisical. Don't be relaxed as far as gaining wisdom for effectiveness in the marketplace, in business and your finances is concerned. Don't be laid back. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you still here? Luke chapter 9 verse 13. New King James Version. Luke 9:13. Glory, glory to God. 19:13, sorry. Luke 19:13. NKJV, New King James Version, then Amplified, then NLT. And if you have NIV, put it up. New King James. It says, but first he called 10 servants together, gave them each a sum of money, and instructed them, operate with these until I return. Praise God. All right, let me read it for you. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come. Do business till I come. Give me NIV, NLT, Amplify. Do business till I come. Do business till I come. Okay? Media now. This is not nice. Calling 10 of his own bond servants, he said, buy and sell with these while I go and then return. That's what I wanted to say. He said unto them, do what? Buy and sell with these while I go and then return. NIV. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now remember, the context of this discussion is about his crucifixion, his resurrection, his ascension, and his second coming. Are you with me? So this communicates God's mind. I don't have time to do a lot of exegesis around this. This communicates God's mind. That means God wants you in the marketplace doing business. Glory to God forevermore. He wants you in the marketplace doing business. Now, I'm teaching on faith for the marketplace and I've broken it down into two. Faith for the marketplace, number one, means knowledge. It means knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of God's will for you in the context of our discussion. That's the first layer of faith for the marketplace. Knowledge. So, God wants you doing business in the marketplace. God wants us to have entrepreneurial mindset. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here? He wants you to think like an entrepreneur. Someone who creates solutions in product and services and gets profit in the process. So he says, do business till I come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And just a little digression, but to bless you. Are you aware that the context of carrying out the Great Commission is in the marketplace? A translation of that Matthew 18 says, it says, make disciples of all nations as you go about your daily business. Hallelujah. As you go about your daily business. So, number one, why does God want us to engage in the marketplace? Because it gives us a platform. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then number two, it gives us the means, the legal right, glory to God, to push the agenda of the kingdom on the earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. So God wants us to think like entrepreneurs. Follow me very closely. So he said, do business till I come. He wants us to have entrepreneurial mindsets. God does not have problem with business. Are you aware that the Bible is filled with businessmen? Abraham was a businessman. Isaac was a businessman. Jacob was a businessman. That means the patriarchs were business people. They had entrepreneurial mindset. They had entrepreneurial thinking. They were entrepreneurs. Glory to God forevermore. So the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the God of industries. The patriarchs were not priests in the synagogue. Have you ever thought about it? Abraham was a businessman, yet he was called a prophet. Isaac was a businessman, yet he was a prophet. Somebody say, was Isaac a prophet? Yes, he was a prophet. Jacob was a businessman, yet leaning upon his staff, he prophesied upon his children concerning the days to come. Daniel was a diplomat. No, rather, he was a public servant, a politician in modern parlance, yet he was a prophet. Glory to God forevermore. So you have to understand how God thinks about us, and that did not change in the New Testament. Are you aware that Jesus was a businessman till he was 30? In Mark chapter 6 verse 3, they said, is this not the carpenter? Not the carpenter's son. Is this not the carpenter? Is this not the carpenter? In fact, the Greek word for carpenter then means a builder. It doesn't just mean someone who makes furniture. It means a project manager. It means a builder. It means a planner. It means a craftsman in woodwork. Are you with me? He was a businessman until he was 30. Did you notice that majority of the people he chose as disciples, he chose them from the business world? Glory to God. At their business. Peter, Andrew had a fishing business. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, had their father's fishing business. They were heir apparent to the business, and they were running the business with their dad. Glory to God. Levi was a tax collector, a public servant. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So God is not against business. The Bible is filled with businessmen. The Bible is filled with principles for business success. I heard Dr. Mansmore say this many years ago, and he stopped. Now, this is very important. I need to follow me. He said this many years ago, and he stopped that, was it like half of what they were teaching them in management, when you break it down, it was Jethro's management principle that he taught Moses in Exodus chapter 18. Praise God. As the foundation of organizational management. Large organizational management. That's remarkable. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. So, as believers, we must understand God's will. He wants us to do business till he comes. He said, buy and sell till I come. Use this money. Trade with it till I come. Glory to God forevermore. So, he wants us engaged in the marketplace. He wants us interfacing in the marketplace. That is his will. And by extension, he wants us to be knowledgeable about the marketplace. What is the marketplace? The marketplace means everyday world where buying and selling goes on. The world of trade and economic activities. You can write it down. That's what the marketplace is. That's what the market square is. The world of trade and economic activities. So he wants us engaging in it as part of our necessary life on the earth. He wants us to understand how it works. Why? He's the God of the marketplace. Why? It gives us leverage to impact. Why? It gives us platform to make money, to serve God with, to honor God with. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. How many of you remember David in 1 Samuel chapter 17? Entrepreneurial thinking. He says, what shall be done for the man? Oh, you didn't get it. What shall be done for the man who brings down Goliath? And they told him, he will marry the king's daughter. His father's house will be exempted from tax. Say, I'm in. That means I'm going to solve this problem and I will get the reward. That's entrepreneurial thinking. Are you with me? Entrepreneurs run towards crisis. They don't run away from crisis. Entrepreneurs see challenges as opportunities. Glory to God. And you see, why am I saying this? God wants us to think like entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurial thinking helps you identify opportunities quickly. And even if you work for an organization, the more entrepreneurial you are in your thinking, the faster you rise. Are you with me? Because in every organization, those at the top are entrepreneurial in their thinking. I don't know if you got that. Some may say, all this entrepreneurship is not my thing. Me, I just want to work for the government. I just want to work for a company and they pay me good salary. What I'm telling you is, in career to rise, you must have entrepreneurial mindset. Because no organization on earth is set up not to make profit. Even the ones they call non-for-profit. It's just that the metrics of profit is different. Are you with me? So who are entrepreneurs? Those who solve problems, create solutions, and in the process, make profit. Are you with me? So God wants us thinking that way. There are biblical examples. There are biblical principles to that effect. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. He helps you recognize opportunities and don't hide in the fallacy that, look, for me, I just want to be an employee. I've told you, to rise higher in career, you must think like an entrepreneur. Praise God. Entrepreneurial mindset will give you the flexibility you need for adaptation. Now, this is very important. In the last 2 years, I've observed, 2-3 years, I've observed a huge shift in the way people make money. Yet, I've observed those who have refused to shift. Are you with me? A huge shift. There are people in this church who are 300 level students in school who are making as much as 300,000 per month. They are still in school. You ask yourself the question, what level do you need to be in the federal civil service to be paid 300,000? Maybe a director or a deputy director. Who is aware of that? Amen. Maybe level 12, level 13. Okay. That's assuming there's no money to steal. Amen. 300,000 per month. But see, what happened? Every time there's a change in season, there's always a change in the way needs are met, and there's always a change in needs. You have to understand that. There's a change in needs. There's a change in the way needs are met. There's a change in what is perceived as value. Are you here? You know, there's what's called the paradox of value. You can't live without water. Yet, water is cheap. Until you get to certain places, right? You can live without the Rolex watch. Yet, the Rolex watch is expensive. Just keep that on one side. Praise God. All right. So, this thinking helps you have the flexibility to adjust. Even in the ministry context, there are a lot of people who have not adjusted. So they are not paying attention to carrying their message beyond the walls of their church. There are people who closed their church for 6 months during the lockdown and they were not having online service. And it puzzles me till now. I know a church in this city. I was told they did not open for 6 months. So what were they telling? They said nothing. Maybe once in a while they send SMS. I said, for real? For real? God is progressive in his thinking, in the positive light. Are you with me? And God wants us to think that way. If Jesus did ministry in the 21st century, he will use the internet to increase his voice. He used the technology of his days. Why do you think he was entering the boat and riding deeper into the waters and then preaching to the people so that the waves of the water can carry his voice? There was no microphone. What's technology? Technology is the better way of doing all things. So he was talking to thousands, and if you go, look, if I stand with them, they may not hear me. So he go on the sea, go a little in, and then the wave will carry his voice. Are you with me? If it was in our day, in his teaching, he will use the term download, upload. Are you with me? He will use operating systems to explain the truth he's sharing. Are you with me? So flexibility in our minds. I have a lot to say tonight. I have to rush. Flexibility. God wants us to think that way. Things like entrepreneurs. Flexible. Adaptable. Do you know how many people have reached online through the little are doing? And some of them have even resulted in material returns. Praise God. There was a time, that was last year, someone from a far place, I saw an alert of over 200,000. The person had never been in church. How did the person get in contact with a minister? Online. Exclusively online, believe me. And looked for my account number and sent money hundreds of thousands. Imagine if I didn't go online. Are you here? So we said, God wants us in the marketplace. He wants us doing business in the marketplace. He wants us to think like entrepreneurs. He doesn't want us having excuses of, look, I'm not an entrepreneur. You know, no. He wants us to think like people who provide solutions, create solutions, praise God, solve problems, and in the process you are rewarded. Listen, there's no big deal about money. Money is something you are given in exchange for the value you add, or for the favor of God upon your life. And that favor works better when you're adding value. Are you with me? Are you blessed? See, I'm blessed. Are you guys feeling me? Do we still have Thai Peace who are in business today? Do we still have Cyber Cafe, right? How many of you remember Cyber Cafe? You were old enough to remember Cyber Cafe. You buy 30 minutes. I started browsing Cyber Cafe 21 years ago, amen. You go and check your mail. Year 2001. Yes. You go and check they sell you. You go and check your mail. Praise God. And then all your friends will reach you through mails or through landline. Hey. How many of you made calls with Nitel card? Let me see your hand. Use Nitel card in phone booth. If you are young. Adiki, you are old. Nitel. One time, like, I had a card. My money was small. I wanted to call a babe. Amen. I was in secondary school. So you die, the mother will pick. Then you explain yourself. Buto. You know now, praise God. So where are the calling boots now? They are nowhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. She was my classmate too. Don't think anything. Amen. That's a long time ago. Praise God. Praise God forevermore. Are you here? So, all right. Flexibility. So, I said it's knowledge. Knowledge of God's will. 2. Knowledge of how money works. Remember, I was talking about faith for the marketplace. How do you demonstrate that faith? Knowing God's will. Knowing how money works. Money is simply a reward that you get for solving problems, for meeting needs. And as the quality and excellence of your value increases, more money will flow. Praise God. Money measures value. So when value increases, more money comes to measure it. Money measures value like liters measure liquid. What is more important? The liquid or the liters? The liquid. Oh, did you get that? So value is more important. This is why chasing money is a mistake. It's amazing how many people chase money without sitting down to understand how money works. They work from Friday, from Monday to Saturday night. Yet it's the same cycle of lack for years. Cycle, there's no significant improvement. If you don't do anything, nothing may change. Are you with me? The first thing is to pause. I can't continue like this. How does money work? How does money work? The first law of money is value added. And along that value, there are other laws and principles. How do you package the value you add? How exceptional is the value you add? Are you with me? And then as the money starts flowing, what do you do with the money that is flowing? So we'll talk about financial intelligence, ability to make, manage, multiply, and minister money within the context of scriptures. That's for the believer. So it's not enough to make money. You have to understand, how do you manage money? In managing money, if your expenditure is always ahead of your income, you always be broke. Always, always. And you see, let's separate the faith life in explanation. It's all together. But see, someone say, I'm living by faith, so I use all the money I have to do this because I believe faith to bring more money. That is not faith. That is presumption. That's presumption, and sometimes a little foolishness. Are you with me? Listen, you must always force your expenditure to go below your income. It's simple mathematics. Are you here? So, force your expenditure to go below your income and deliberately increase your income, which is what I'm about to talk about now. Praise God. Praise God. Real money is not paper. You know that already. Real money is value. Real money cannot be seen with your eyes. Real money is recognized with your mind. Hallelujah. You recognize real money with your mind. With your mind. Think about it in Jaws. Think about how much opportunities you have in Jaws. By the time you begin to think, you see, I'm going to get there very quickly. You will see the gaps of human needs and how you can meet the gaps of human needs. And then if you are doing it at a level, you see how to scale what you do. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you still here? All right. So you earn money at four different levels. You know the cash flow quadrant by Robert Kiyosaki. Let me go through it. You earn money at four different levels. I need to pay attention. Number one, you can earn money as an employee. Number two, you can earn money as self-employed. Write it down. Don't assume you know it. Number one, you can earn money as an employee. Number two, you can earn money as self-employed. Number three, you can earn money as a business system owner. Write it like that, because what some of you are calling business, you are just self-employed. Amen. One man business. That is not so different from having a job. If you're away, can you work? No. As self-employed, you are the MD, the sales manager, the production manager, amen, the director, the accountant, the social media manager, you are everything. If you are sleeping, money is not being made. If you go on vacation, it pauses, amen. Real vacation, no vacation, I carry your phone and say, have you made your order? That's not what I'm talking about. Praise God. Okay? That's self-employed. That's second layer. Third level, you make money, business system owner. At this level, you have developed the capacity to build system around the business. Okay? Around the business. And it can run without your presence. You can employ people, empower people to run the business, and it's automated. such that while you're on vacation is running, while you are in church is being run, praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Then the last part is, you can, money flows through what? Investment. Write it down. The first two are active income. The last two are passive income. Okay? Passive active. Now, as an employee, the beautiful thing is you can do the four at the same time. Okay? But you can't stay at level one. And don't stay at level two. You can start at level two, start at level one, enter level two, but make your plans to move to level three and four. Are you with me? Okay? So move to level three and four. Some of you are not even in any of the levels. Zero level, right? Let me go through it again. You are an employee. That means you are working for someone. It's not a good place to be. You don't have control over your time. Amen. You are owned. You just have a job. Second level, you are self-employed. Okay? You run your own business, but it's just one man's business. It's not good enough. You can't be wealthy that way. You must have an exit plan. Are you with me? But some of you need to start from there, even before the exit plan. Praise God. Okay? Number three, you have a business. You are a business system owner. That's a business that has been system, that has been, you've handled product processes. Okay? And so you've devised a system, the capacity of beauty, a system that can keep it running in your absence. Praise God. Are you learning something tonight? And the last part is investment. Putting your money to people who have had this business system running so they can make profit and send to you. Are you with me? There are a lot of dynamics in all these things I've mentioned. But I want to zero in on something tonight. And that is the second part of my discussion. The first part I said, faith for the marketplace is knowledge. Second part, faith for the marketplace is action, which is where a lot of you are now. Action. Action. When you begin to interface, is a buy and sell till I come. After you have received prophetic word in church, you must buy and sell something. Are you with me? You must provide goods and services for people to buy, for people to pay for. And it must not just be goods, it could also be services. Some of it could be things you do as hobby. How can you monetize it? Some of you, there are skills you have picked. It's just to fine-tune it and to make money from it. The important thing is, I want a lot of you here, or some of you who have not entered into the game of making money, to enter in. And then, those of you already making money, to step up your game in multiplying your money. And be determined. Don't expect it to come easy. I think the challenge a lot of people in our generation are having is this. We take for granted that success and prosperity is an uphill task. Are you with me? It's an uphill task. You have no idea of the kind of energy. Remember, in aerodynamics, you are told that most of the energy required, most of the fuel required by the aircraft is born at takeoff. Have you ever heard that before? Now, things of the spirit have parallel in the natural. That's to tell you that, look, you will burn a lot of energy to get off the ground. Oh, yes. So don't underestimate it. Don't expect life to be easy. You'll be hard on life. Are you with me? Don't expect business to be easy. Be hard on the business. You try out an idea, it doesn't work, you dump it. You say it doesn't work. You want to sell something where your heart is, you try and try. You try one or twice. Are you aware that there are people who try things over 100 times? You see Thomas Edison, how many times now? 99 point something, something like that. Praise God. The 100th time that worked to compensate you for the 99 times. But my point is, the resilience. Praise God. For business, for career. If you didn't get anything, like, get this. You have to start. You have to engage. And don't expect it to be easy. Be tough on it. Be tough on it. And it doesn't matter what you do. That's, well, Why is it so hard? Prepare your heart. Glory to God. And most of the work will have to be done on you. Don't forget that. On you improving. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. So just start. Start. Start making money. Start multiplying money. Start. I'll just go through basics that we've done. Very basic stuff. Identify people's needs. Okay? What do people need? What do people need? Is a major quality of those who have entrepreneurial thinking. People's needs are exactly as your needs. It's just that most people are focused on their needs, not on the needs of others. Hear me, you. Most people are focused. Listen, if you are need focused, the only relationship you have with money will be spending. This is where many people are in Africa. Because people are focused on their needs. And when you are focused on the needs of those in your environment, your relationship with money will be value-based. Because you're thinking, in just, there are 100,000 cars. How many can I wash in a day? Just Bukuru Metropolis will have about 3 million people. If they wear clothes twice a day, that's 6 million clothes are being worn every day. How can I come in? Are you with me? 3 million toothbrushes are being used every day on the average. Except those that say it's chewing stick. Are you here? Are you learning something? Don't focus on your need. When you want to engage in the marketplace, focus on the needs of others. What do people need? What do people need? Okay? What do people need? The second layer will now be, how do I source product and services? Create or source product and services that fit the needs of the people. Praise God. How do I? So you begin to think about that and bring up that. And then think of doing it at the level that you want, at the level that is reasonable. Praise God. Then you do market survey and experimentation. So don't assume people eat, who say, try it out. So don't assume. Try it out. Ask them, if I'm selling this, will you buy? Amen. Ask. And there are many methods to do that. Don't say, I want to start selling jewelries. Nobody may buy the jewelries. I want to sell perfume. Nobody may want to buy the perfume. Are you here? There's this Jandel's shoes I saw. I want to start selling them. Nobody may want to buy it. So, do your survey, experiment, praise God. And then the fourth thing is develop a plan. Okay? Develop a plan. Remember, the experiment means keep trying. Don't get discouraged because they bounced you, okay? Develop a plan. Five, define who is supplying what you're selling and define your location. I need to emphasize this one. A location must not be physical. It can be virtual. Let me tell you this. Bury this once and for all. This thinking that I must rent a shop, bury it now. Are you with me? As somebody starting out, think of how you can sell products and services without the location. That's your first thing. That's the first thing to do. And there are some of you here who have enough skill, enough content to start creating digital assets. What are you waiting for? Do it. Your location can be virtual. Supplying what people need. Praise God. The largest shop, they didn't start by having a shop. They connected buyers and sellers, Amazon, eBay. Amen. Largest transportation company did not own a car. Uber. Then followed by Taxify Bolt. Are you here? You now bring creative thinking into it. Of course, do the legal side, register business, get funding. This is where people ask questions. Pastor, I've designed everything. I just need 500,000. Nobody wants to give me money. Nobody wants to give me money. Amen. Should I take loan in Nigeria? My answer for you is no. Because before you start making the money, bank will own you. Because of the interest rate we have here. Are you with me? So, how do you go about funding? The first thing I will say is, try to think of what to start doing to make money without money. Are you with me? It's not hard. In this age of the internet, there are many ways to start making money without having money in your hands. And the moment you start accumulating that money, you can inject it into that idea, into that business that you've planned, done market survey and all that about. Are we together? That's the first thing about funding. What can you do? What can you do? Praise God. Second thing, what asset do you have that you can sell to start? Some of you can step down your phone. You have iPhone 13, you can step it down to iPhone 8. iPhone 13, you don't have a business. Are you here? Your car is 4 million naira and you are looking for 20K. Sell it. Someone can buy it for 3 million. No problem. 1 million naira can buy you a good car. Meet Mr. Yanni. He will help you. I just advertised for him. Can buy you a manageable car. Don't say, okay, my status. You don't have money. You're talking of status. Are you here? Are you still with me? Some of you enter your wardrobe. You can raise 200K from that place. I'm serious. 200K. You can raise 200K. By the time you see the shoes, 50 shoes. Even if it's 115, that's 75,000 Amen. I'm serious. You are laughing. How do you feel? I'm taking for granted that you know the advantages of having your own money. Of being financially comfortable, beyond comfortable, of having finances to do God's work. To do God's work. How do you feel when a call is made for soul winning? All you have is something that is not substantial. I know we are to appreciate whatever everybody gives, but you should be challenged. It's a new year. And I would to God that you are hearing. Hallelujah. I would to God you are hearing. Your savings too. Then taking advantage of, not in a negative now, leveraging on relationships, family and friends. Maybe let me use leveraging. Okay? Family and friends. And let me tell you how it works. If you're approaching them, you must have something at hand. Ask anybody who is true understand finances. You meet them to give you money, and you don't have money, they are not giving you money. Because you just prophesy to them the future of their money with you. With your own mouth. You have told them, look, I have never managed money. How old are you? How much are you bringing to this business? I don't have anything. How old are you? How much money have you made before? Where is the money? What did you put aside for this business? What you are telling me is my money will be part of what you squandered the last 10 years. That I didn't have anything to start a business with. Are you with me? So when you have something, it's okay. I need 100,000. I've raised 30,000. And I have 70,000. The person may now give you 50,000. My grandfather taught me a lesson years ago as a young man. He said, number one, he said, money can spoil friendship. That's my grandfather. Yes. My grandfather was a good man. He passed last year at 101. He served God. Amen. He used to send me money in school. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, don't, when your friend asks you for money, give them what you can do without. Give them what you can do without. That's, they want to borrow money from you. You know, there are some of you, you are still thinking of the 50,000 somebody borrowed from you 6 years ago. And you are saying, ah, if they have refunded the 50,000, I would have been here. You are not serious. If James refunded that 50K, I would be here today. You are not a serious person. The problem is not the 50K, man. Well, simple wisdom. Borrow people what you can do without. It could be sacrificed. I'm not saying it has to be small money. But in short, if they don't pay back, it doesn't spoil your relationship. As I am, I have friends who have not returned my money till now. And I don't plan to collect it. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I even remember what recently I said. I said, yeah, this was 2012. This 10 years. But it doesn't mean anything. Who see a laugh? I can't bring it up. I did not remember until maybe. So I said, guy, you borrowed money. I didn't tell him. Praise God. You see it? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you how it works. Okay, how to raise money. If you can sell something, raise money from family and friends. And believe God, put your faith to work. And lastly, start. Start. So that you are not a CEO in your dream, riding your dream car in your dream, eating your dream food in your dream, going on your dream vacation in your dream, amen, until we tap you to wake up, rise to your feet, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you learned something tonight? Amen, amen, amen. Please make sure to go and listen to the message again from the depth of your heart. I told you that according to scriptures, entrepreneurial thinking is for every believer. Okay? Don't say I'm a civil servant or I work for a company, I work for the government. No. Okay, God's vision. Listen, God's vision is that you are the head, not the tail. Praise God. And anybody who will get to the head of any organization must have entrepreneurial mindset. With these few points of mine, hope I've been able to convince you. Cannot. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We walk in the reality of this wisdom. Can you talk to God in 60 seconds? Lord, I walk in the reality of this wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll take our offerings and then take our communion on our way out. Amen. Is the communion of honor from God. How many of you received those prophecies? Honor from God.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.